right. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Today's episode, I'm super excited because we're going to chat with one of my actual favorite yoga instructors. I don't know if you know this because we were just talking about it, but September is National Yoga Awareness Month. So I figured we would bring in Ashley and talk a little bit today about like what yoga is, specifically the kind of yoga that she works with, maybe some ways that you could start to access yoga if that is something you're interested in incorporating into some of your wellness practices. And then we'll kind of let the conversation go from there. So, Ashley, thank you for coming on today.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
I'm excited too. So I started coming to your studio before it was your studio, right? When it was Power Yoga Buffalo. I started coming there. And that was a time in my life where I was like looking for something. It was kind of a couple of years before I ended up starting my business. And I just knew I was like, needing to feel a little more grounded and needing to work through some mental health things and struggles continually on my fitness journey. And somebody was just like, oh, you should go try power yoga. You probably love it. And so I walked into my first class not having the faintest idea what I was doing. Like the only yoga I'd ever experienced was like yoga with Adrienne on YouTube. I had no idea what I was experiencing. And so I walked in and Megan was teaching the first class. And I remember making it into maybe like 10, 15 minutes into the class. And I stopped and I looked up at her and I said, you guys are nuts. And she turned around in the class. She goes, well, now you're nuts too. And I was like, yep, that was it for me. That was amazing. So I don't know, could you take like a minute and introduce yourself, kind of tell us what brought you to yoga and maybe explain how power yoga is like a little bit different from other styles?
Sure. Yeah. So my name is Ashley Kanai. I'm one of the co-owners of the practice Buffalo. We were Power Yoga Buffalo South Towns. And then during COVID, we switched our name, which was a really exciting journey. I started doing yoga about 12 years ago now because of a Groupon. There was like, it was Groupons were really big back then. And my friend Sandra asked, she's like, hey, there's a Groupon for $20. To check out this yoga studio. I was living up in Williamsville at the time. And we were both runners. So we're like, yeah, yoga's good for running or stretching. We'll go try it. And I felt probably had the same reaction you did. Like within 10 minutes, I was like, what is going on? I should not have worn all cotton. I am drenched in sweat. But it was great. Like I was hooked immediately and just fell in love with the practice of yoga. And over the past 12 years or so, have really fallen in love with it even more.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize 12 years ago is not really that long ago. Like I didn't realize that that's a, I guess, relatively recent journey for you.
Right? Yeah.
Like that's an adult journey, I guess is what I'm saying. Not like something you grew up with. Right.
Right. Yeah. It was about, I think, well, maybe it was like 14 years. I was 24 or so when I started doing yoga. And that's when Power Yoga Buffalo kind of had started, they'd opened out there. So I think that's what the Groupon was to get people in. And yeah, it was an adult journey and my life has definitely changed a lot over those, 12, 14 years. And yoga has always been a consistent there, which has been really nice.
Mm-hmm. Have you tried or practiced other kinds of yoga or did you really sink into power yoga?
I really sank into the power yoga, the Baptiste Vinyasa flow. I've tried other styles of yoga in the past, but I really like, our style of yoga is more of a fast paced flow. You know, at the practice, we follow like a sequence, but every teacher offers something a little bit different, plays different music, breaks down different poses, adds stuff in, takes stuff out. And that's one thing I really like about our style of yoga is it gives the teacher a little bit of freedom to put in what they need in their life and share that with students and kind of add in things that they've learned, or if they take any continuing ed or they learn other styles of yoga, they can still add it in and it fits and it works and makes every class a little different.
Yeah. I think I really like that as well, because the sequence is something you can learn, something that becomes predictable, something you can kind of rely on. So that once you know it, you can get out of your head, get out of my head and into my body, right? So you can get out of your head and into your body a little bit better because it's some of it's predictable. And I love that. But then I also love to be able to engage with different instructors, see kind of like what the spirit moved in them that day that they're going to bring into class, or like you said, like what they learned. And it's just, it gets like, I could go every single day. I don't, because it's too far away from me for my schedule, but I could go every day and get a different experience. And I like just kind of seeing what it's going to offer my life that I didn't know I was about to get sometimes.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So one thing I think is really awesome about the practice is the adaptive yoga classes. And Alisa, those of you who know Alisa, I should have mentioned that Ashley and Alisa are cousins, which I think is amazing. It was actually through Ashley that we found Alisa, because you shared or tagged a post that I'd put out looking for an assistant. And right away it was like magic. She's the best.
Yeah, she is. I agree.
Yeah, she's just a wonderful human. She and I talked a little bit about how awesome your adaptive classes are. Can you tell us about those a little bit?
Sure. Yeah. So on Saturdays, we have a class for disabled adults. So it's called the Practice Strong. And it started because two of our teachers are physical therapists and worked in the schools. So they worked like Iroquois, East Aurora, and they worked with children with disabilities. And they saw a need that once those children and young adults graduate, there weren't a lot of activities and places for them to go to do sports or find movement. And so they came to Lauren and I and said, hey, we want to start this class. And Lauren and I were like, great. Like, what do you need from us to support it? You know, I'm not a physical therapist. I have children, but I'm not an educator. So I'm like, whatever you guys need us to support you, we can, but this is, you guys have to take the reins. And they have done such a wonderful job. It's, Saturday mornings, it's from 11 to 12. Anybody can go, and they do the flow. The students all do the flow. It's very adaptive. There's bolsters, modifications. It's really cool as someone who goes, you know, to the yoga classes to drop into the adaptive yoga and see like some of the different modifications that can be done, you know, using a wall for stability, putting bolsters under your knees for support, and watching the students kind of grow. And even they lead the class sometimes. So it's a really cool, it's a really beautiful addition to our schedule.
That's so awesome. And I wanted to hear it like in your words, I hear you explain it. I think they're one of like the most common things that I hear people say is that they don't feel like they can do yoga because they're not flexible enough. They're not strong enough. They I don't bend that way. I don't work that way. And I think that's just such a tribute and message that yoga really can be accessible to every body and every body type and every ability. It's just kind of how you modify and accommodate through what you're doing. I had an instructor once. So when I started, I had no yoga experience whatsoever, and I would have put myself into one of those, I'm not flexible, I'm not athletic types of people. I was like very sports resistant. I just had started running, and running really poorly, you know, like the turtle through peanut butter kind of running, like running really poorly, but really trying to work on my health and fitness. And I was afraid to use props in yoga. Like I was afraid of using blocks. I felt like if I went into a class and I relied on my blocks, it was going to make me look like I didn't know what I was doing.
Right.
And then I don't know what instructor it was. I wish I could think of who it was and thank this person, because someone said at some point, you know, and if you can't reach, if it's not the fullest expression of your body, bring the floor a little bit closer to you. And that was so powerful in my mindset around like using blocks and using props, was like, it is not my fault. I can't reach the floor. That floor is not close enough to me. And so I'm just going to bring it up to like meet me where I'm at. And now I think I rely really heavily on props now.
That's like I think the biggest takeaway that I've learned over all the years is that you really have to like leave your ego at the door in yoga, and because it's not about the ego, it's about where you are in that current moment. So how are you showing up today, Monday, 6 a.m.? How is different than how you'd show up Friday at 4:30? So you have to meet yourself right where you are, and using blocks, straps, bolsters in any class, using the wall, using a friend to help you catch your balance. Those are all awesome ways that can that help make yoga accessible to everybody. And I think one of the things that I love about our studio is every teacher, like we talked about, is different. So you can go to a class and a teacher can use a block in one way, And then a week later, you can go to a different class, and that teacher, a different teacher, uses a block in an entirely different way or a strap, and can really help you show different modifications and different ways to utilize the whole studio space to make your practice like the best it can be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good point, that if you go into a class the first time and it's not exactly what you were thinking, or it doesn't feel like it's exactly within your reach, noting that the next class you go to or the next instructor, even just mm-hmm. giving yourself the grace to say, okay, that was the first time I did something, or that was still just the first few times I did something. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be the same. You know, you don't learn a language in one day. You don't learn any new skills by going and doing it one time. So right. just, I think, giving yourself the chance to learn how to adapt and learn what other instructors have to offer is really important.
I agree. And actually, one thing I try to tell new people when they come is try everybody. Don't just like, you know, I know sometimes it's hard because of mm-hmm. schedules, but try all the different teachers, because we all bring something different and unique to the table, because all of our bodies and all of our lives are different. So some mm-hmm. of our teachers might, outside of yoga, you know, be runners and marathon runners. Some might lift really heavy weights. Some might, you know, have had hip replacements or knee replacements. So everybody brings something different and their own experiences to each class. So it can mm-hmm. help each student differently. You know, some of us, I love country music. So my playlist might have country music in it, but another teacher might hate it. So something as simple as like even just getting used to different teachers' music, you know, and mm-hmm. finding out one that you really vibe with. It's really important to me that people try every different teacher we have on the schedule, because you'll learn yep. something different in every class.
Yeah, absolutely. And then it is kind of fun, like you said, like you're not going to show up at 6 a.m. the same way that you are at Friday at 4:30 or Saturday right. morning, as I feel really different. And it is fun to then look around the schedule and be like, okay, well, I love to take class with this person at this time, but then I'm mm-hmm. going to need something that's a little more structured. So I want to try this, or I'm going to need mm-hmm. something that feels like it's really going to be inspiring or really going to kick my butt, and I'm going to try that one. Right. So yeah. just kind of knowing that there are different, that yoga is like the farthest thing away from a one size fits all practice.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
totally. Yeah. I agree.
So if somebody's like new and they're listening and they're like, okay, they've convinced me, I'm going to try it. Any like tips you would give anybody for starting out, anything, of course, leaving our ego at the door. I think that's a really important one. Anything regarding the physicality?
Yeah. So, you know, we do in our Easter Aurora location, we do mm-hmm. offer basics class Thursday nights at 7:30. So that's always a good one to try. You know, you can ask in any class, you can ask questions. But the basics class, you might break down more poses. Odds are there's going to be more than just you as the new person. There's going to be a few new people there. And then in Hamburg, we have a beginner basics class on Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. and Saturdays at 10:30. So I suggest like trying to get to one of those. But mm-hmm. if those time slots don't work for you, don't let that hold you back. Come to the class. Tell the teacher, hey, I'm new. I've never tried yoga, or I've never tried this style of yoga. Our teachers are a wonderful, welcoming people. They will help. They will get you set up in the room. You know, they might even, like a lot of times in my class, if I have a new person, I'll say to a seasoned student, hey, you know, this is Steph. She's brand new. Can you help her out? And the mm-hmm. students, it's such a beautiful community that they'll say, here, grab a block. Come by me. Don't go to that corner of the room. It's way too hot. Go to this corner of the room. I think my advice would be open with the fact that you're new. Tell people, hey, I'm new. I've never done it. Where's the bathroom? Do I keep my socks on or not? You know, like mm-hmm. be willing to talk to people and kind of be open to that, and it'll make the experience better. Cause I think the biggest feedback we get is it's very intimidating. Mm-hmm. But once you realize that you're not alone and no one's there to judge you, no one's even going to be looking at you during class, you can feel a little bit more comfortable. And then don't be scared to ask questions. No matter what, like raise your hand in class, catch the teacher's attention, ask a question. Everybody will be happy that we get a water break and somebody else in the room has the same question as you. They just aren't mm-hmm. asking. So don't be afraid to say you're new. Don't be afraid to ask questions, and don't be afraid to like sit down and take a little break and look around, catch your breath, and then get back into it. You don't have to do everything perfectly the whole class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Things I wish I'd thought about the first time that I went, because it was so intimidating the first time, yeah. but just because it's something new, it's something I hadn't right. done. Right. I'm so glad that you're saying this. It it's just so aligned with like what yoga is as a practice, right? That whole, mm-hmm. everything you're saying is like, okay, let's stop worrying about like you and the way that you look and the way that you think people perceive you and the mm-hmm. way that you want to be right and perfect and correct. Like, let's drop all of that and let's show up kind of the way you actually are. And if the way that you are is confused and worried, then come in the door confused and worried. And that's, yep. you know, what people are going to be expecting to see is you, not you at your best self, but you as your like authentic self.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could. Yeah. You said it perfectly.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. So more than just a workout, right? It's a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Yoga is not just like I go for my 60 minutes and I get sweaty and I come home, right? How mm-hmm. did the principles or the practice of power yoga integrate into the rest of your life?
Oh my gosh. In so many ways. So I am a mom. I have 3 children. And when I started doing yoga, I was not a mom. I wasn't married. So it's been such a beautiful journey of seeing how much more I practice yoga off of my mat now than even on my mat. So like, you know, with all these things we talk about, meeting yourself where you are, dropping your ego at the door, just showing up and being open-minded as a mom. As a mom, all of those things, I have to remind myself of them every day. Like, I'm not going to be perfect. The house is going to be a mess. I'm going to yell. My kids are going to drive me bonkers, but I have to meet them where they are too. So I have to allow them to show up and be a little bit cranky because they didn't sleep well, or allow them to be a little bit chaotic because it's been snowing. We've been inside for 3 days, you know? So mm-hmm. I try to practice yoga off of my mat every day, but mm-hmm. it's a practice. It's not perfect. Mm-hmm. And just like showing up on your mat, every class is different. You begin again every day. And for me, it's like reminding myself every morning is a fresh start, and every night you can go to bed and put the day aside and mm-hmm. like try again the next day if things didn't go exactly how you want. So yeah, all of the things that we talk about in each class, I really try to like remind myself of those every day.
Mm-hmm. And I know that you do that as a person because you'll bring that into your class, right? And you'd be like, okay, so this is the moment of chaos or crazy that hit mm-hmm. me outside. And here's how I had to kind of shift my mindset and my soul around it to make it make sense in my world and make it not seem so big or important anymore, right? It would knock it down to size. Here's how we're going to also do that in mm-hmm. the studio, right?
When
everything's temporary, right? So like, I remind myself that over and over, like inside the studio and outside on the mat and off the mat, is like, these feelings are like temporary. They don't have to last. So in our personal life, in the real world, something stressful or intimidating comes along. What am I going to do? I'm going to breathe through that. I'm going to acknowledge that it's there and say, okay, there's that scary feeling that I don't want to stick around for too long. So let me acknowledge that I'm scared of it. Mm-hmm. Take a deep breath and move through it, because that's how we're going to get through it, right? And I feel like that's how it is in yoga, right? Like something comes that feels hard, that feels tricky, that feels sticky, that doesn't feel accessible. Okay, I'm going to take like a deep breath, remind mm-hmm. myself that it's hard, but I can do hard things, and then it's over and you're moving on.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Do you have any like resources for people who are interested in yoga? Are there books or podcasts or things that you would recommend?
Yeah, I mean, you know, first and foremost, I just would recommend come to class. Come try one out. You know, Monday nights, I think do you go to the yin class?
Often? I have a few times. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have Megan teaches a beautiful yin class on Monday nights. That's a good starting point for people. If they're like, I'm not sure about the heat or the poses, yin is a really beautiful way to get into the studio. The room is warm, but it's not like you're not going to really break a sweat. You're going to hold stretches. You're going to breathe. You're going to practice meditating. So it's a good way to get kind of used to some of the language that we use in the studio and get comfortable with the space. But outside of the space, I mean, YouTube, the Lululemon channel actually on YouTube, they have a ton of videos of all different styles of yoga that range from like a 15-minute yoga class to an hour yoga class.
Cool.
And our style of yoga, Baptiste yoga, there are videos there and it's all free. Mm-hmm. So you can, you know, you kind of have to do a little searching like Lululemon and then go to their videos, and there's so many. So I, you know, but Google, you know, go to YouTube and look up 15-minute beginner yoga class, 30-minute beginner yoga class, and try all different teachers, like whether it's in a studio or online, because you're going to really resonate with some and some you're not. So don't give up, I guess, is my advice too there. Like when you're looking, find different, you know, listen to a few different podcasts and see there's going to be a voice or a person that you can find some commonality with. And then like kind of use that person, see what they're following, see what they're doing, and go that way. There's so many books. You know, there's a book that I love called The Four Agreements, and it's just about different conversations you have with yourself. Yeah. So there's, I mean, I would say like my, is like, just start immersing yourself in it. Google, you know, power yoga and see what comes up. And there's all different, different videos out there and podcasts you can listen to. I don't have just like one.
Well, but that's valuable advice too, right? Because if there's just one, you're going to kind of get locked into one style or one mindset. And then anything you go out and experience in the world that doesn't look or sound like that one thing that you watched or listened to, it's, you're going to feel a disconnect, right? The Four Agreements. Is that what that title was?
Yes. The Four Agreements.
Yes. The Four Agreements. I should put that on my list.
It's really good. And it's a really good book, and it's short and it's sweet, and you'll read it 100 times, you know. It's a great book.
Yeah. We talk a lot about self-talk around here, and positive self-talk and the language we use with ourselves. So I really need to read that, apparently.
There's a really good one. There's another book that's centered on that a woman that we're working with for our yoga teacher training from, she is part of Lit From Within Yoga. She wrote a book, and it's all about the power of the language that you use. And that I could Google the name of it. I could send it to you for like the show
notes. We'll put it in the show notes. Yeah, for sure. We'll add some of these links so that people can enrich that part of their experience, because I do think it is immersive, right? So you can't like eat a salad and think that suddenly all of your nutrition and your health are fixed. You can't go for one run and think that all of your health is fixed, right? And in the same way, you can't go to one yoga class and suddenly say like, well, now I am well. Doesn't work that way.
And I think it's funny, a lot of times people come to yoga for the physical workout and they love it, and that's what hooks them in. And then after a few months, they're like, oh, I come for the mental health aspect of it now. I don't even, the physical stuff is great, but that's not even what keeps me coming. It's all the benefits of just having a yoga practice, you know, mentally, physically.
I agree with that. Absolutely. 100%. That is what I thought was, I'm just going to go and get a good workout. And now we're to the point where my loved ones will say, do you think you need to go to yoga?
Like, yeah,
probably do. And that is definitely for much more for my mental health, for stress, for anxiety, for just clearing my head and feeling a little bit more grounded and in control of the choices I'm making and the thoughts I'm thinking and the way that I'm talking to myself in my head. I feel like that is the most powerful part. And also, you said before, you've noticed that it changes the way that you think about other people when you're off your mat. And that's something I hadn't really thought too much about, but you're absolutely right that there's just a little bit more willingness to extend grace to others, to consider the circumstances that they're in or what kind of feelings are underlying that are causing their behavior. I know I do that with the adults in my life, but I do that a lot with my students as well as, okay, I know that I could have a really crappy morning and be like rolling into the studio feeling like a hot mess and having to navigate through that in order to get myself right again. Well, other people aren't always doing that. Like, they need time and space and compassion in order to be able to move through that stuff too.
Totally. And that's, we get that from our practice, like that, like you said, taking a breath, being able to create space so that you then can react to people exactly how they are rather than reacting from how you want them to be. But if you don't give yourself, if you can't create that space, then you're going to just keep meeting people how you are rather than, like you said, they woke up cranky. Well, maybe you woke up really happy, but they're super cranky. But if you don't give yourself a little bit of space to realize that, you'll be like mad that they didn't wake up the way you did. But if you can give that little bit of space, you can be like, all right, they didn't have a good night's sleep. I'll let them work through that. We'll figure it out later.
And maybe they'll come up to the place where you are then.
Yeah.
I think I know that I in the past have been super guilty of letting myself get dragged down to where the emotions of other people are. So if other people are feeling, and not in a non Like, I don't want to say that in like a non-empathetic way, but in a way of like, if they are feeling lousy or having a miserable day, I don't need to make myself miserable to match that. Right. If I can give it some space and allow them to hopefully rise a little bit.
Yeah. Or maybe they just need to have that moment, that bad day, and you can give them the opportunity to have that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Do you know, this is an Elisa question, so if it's a hard one, we can, it'd be her fault.
Blame her.
So yeah, because she's, I mean, she is such a powerful person in witnessing other people. Like, she's such an active listener. And so I feel like when I talk, she's like looking into my soul and learning my story. And I've watched her do that with other people. And so the question she had was, if you have witnessed any breakthroughs or life-changing type experiences, either in your own life or somebody, a student, in a student's life that yoga has impacted, that you'd be able to share?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I can tell you from a teacher standpoint, so many of our students have shared with us through, you know, cards, emails, quick little text messages, or actual, you know, face-to-face conversations of how the practice of yoga in our community has changed their lives. You know, it's allowed them to get divorced and be okay with it. It's allowed them to deal with infertility issues and know they're not alone and get to the other side of it and have been able to work through some really hard things. For me, it has allowed me, I mean, the practice of yoga, personally, I'm a stay-at-home mom. I stay at home with my children. But being able to teach yoga, to have the business, gives me a chance to connect with other adults, to step away, step out of the house, have a couple hours for myself throughout the week so then I can come home and be a better mom, be in a better place, because I've had the ability to talk to adults, talk to other moms. No, I'm not alone in this. They also have boogers on their walls, or their kids are driving them nuts too. So for me, and like a grand scheme of things, not just like a specific example, but it is allowed, the practice of yoga has given me the ability to be a better mom and be like a stand for my kids when I need to be, a stand for myself when I need to be. Mm-hmm. And it really has helped me truly, like we just said, find the space and be able to give space to the people in my life. So for Elisa, that might not be exactly one specific thing, but it really has truly helped me be a better mom. Then I really don't believe I'd be, I'm not like, oh, the best mom in the world, but if without having the practice of yoga, I don't think I would enjoy motherhood as much as I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And that's the beauty of it right there. I don't think it has to be anything with like all this grandeur, but it's the everyday moments and the everyday life. Like, how is this actually impacting you on a day-to-day basis? That's huge. And like you said, being able to navigate those bigger life events or things that could be, you know, traumatic events, or things that could be joyful or celebratory. Mm-hmm. Like, I've also been to classes where I'm like, everyone is just laughing through this entire class. And I don't know if that's what we're supposed to be doing right now, but it is joyful. So we're going to like take that for what it is and leave that day-to-day life experience with a little bit more joy, a little bit more peace. So I just think there's so much beyond the physical components that a lot of people think of these days with yoga. There's just so much more to it. In addition to like you get in really good shape.
Yeah.
My gosh.
That's a benefit. That's a benefit.
I look around, I'm like, some of these people are so strong. Like the people who go and really practice routinely. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so impressive. And just, you can see them like owning their strength and learning, being comfortable in their bodies. And the more you do it, the more you like experiment and try things you wouldn't have tried before. Right.
Yeah. I mean, I guess one other thing I could say about that is Lauren's mom, my business partner, Lauren, she's one of our yoga teachers. She's had both her hips replaced. She does headstands and for her, like, she never thought she was going to be a yoga teacher. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, she's retired and she teaches yoga, and she's such an inspiration to 20-year-olds. Like, as much as she's an inspiration to other women in their 60s, in their 70s, showing them, look, no, just age doesn't have to stop you. And if there's something you want in your life, you should go after it. Like, she did her yoga teacher training. She didn't think anybody would want to go to her class because she didn't think she had anything to offer. And she has a huge following of people. She teaches a wonderful class. So I think that's a huge breakthrough that I've definitely witnessed in somebody else, is seeing them you know, think that their life may be going after things that are fearful or cause them fear, that part of their life might be over. It's not like, doesn't, if you want something, go after it. Doesn't matter your age, like go for it.
Perfect. I'm so glad that you added that in there, because that's like a perfect way to wrap things up, right? That like yoga is for everyone, regardless of your age or your body type or your ability or where you are in life. Like, this is a practice that can be so accessible and so powerful to everybody's life.
Yeah. I agree.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much for kicking off National Yoga Awareness Month with me.
I know. I'm so excited. We're going to have to plan some good stuff for September for this. This is awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And then everybody listening to this a little bit later, September 27th is National Women's Health and Fitness Day. So I definitely would recommend sharing this episode with a friend, sharing it with somebody. If you are someone who practices yoga, share it with those people in your life that maybe are a little bit hesitant. Maybe it'll help answer some of their questions and they can practice too. If you've been just thinking about it and you have any more questions, I would love for you to reach out. I'm by no means an expert, but I'm glad to share my experience with you, connect you with Ashley. You guys can check out the practice, and maybe we'll see you at a class soon.
Great.
Yeah. Thank you for being here, Ashley.
Thank you for having me.
It's awesome. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye. Thank you so much for listening to Be Well with Steph, the podcast. When there are a million things that you could be doing, I appreciate your choosing to hang out here, and I am proud of you for continuing to work on your own wellness journey. I invite you to head over to bewellwithstuff.com for the details from this episode, my blog, upcoming events, and lots of other resources. If you enjoyed today's show, I'd love to hear from you. I'm Be Well With Steph everywhere you like to hang out on social media, so come on over and say hi. Until next time, my friends, be well.